It's Friday, November 29th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. India's Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party is leading the persecution against the estimated 65 million Christians in the country of 1.4 billion people. New government measures this month in the former state of Jammu and Kashmir in northern India make it illegal for Christians to gather in groups of four or more, while Hindu extremists are increasing their personal attacks on Christians. Over the last 2 years, Christians in India suffered over 1,000 violent attacks in 24 out of the 29 states in the country. Plus, 100 church buildings were closed last year. Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." The number of evangelical Christians in the historically Roman Catholic country of Argentina nearly doubled over the last decade, from 9% in 2008 to 15.3% in 2019. That's according to the government's second national survey on beliefs and religious attitudes. Participation in Roman Catholicism has fallen from over 90% in the 1960s to 62.5% this year, while those who identify with no religion has increased from 10% in 2008 to 18.9% now. Evangelicals were most likely to attend church regularly and oppose the murder of unborn babies. President Donald Trump signed 2 bills into law on Wednesday supporting Hong Kong's democracy protests. The laws would protect Hong Kong's autonomy from China, ban the sale of munitions like tear gas to Hong Kong police, and threaten sanctions against China for human rights abuses. This follows a landslide victory by Hong Kong pro-democracy voters, taking 17 out of 18 district councils over the weekend. China warned of firm countermeasures to the new U.S. laws, but thousands of Hong Kong protesters participated in a Thanksgiving rally to give thanks for America's support. The New York Times surveyed 16 of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates, including Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Pete Buttigieg. The survey found they all agreed on codifying Roe v. Wade, repealing the Hyde Amendment, which bans federal funding of abortion.